Catherine, would you like to tee up the next topic, the targeted standards level review?
I would, yes. Thank you very much, Hans, and hi, everybody. So the purpose of this next session is to discuss our ongoing outreach programme on the board's recent exposure draft, disclosure requirements in IFRS standards, a pilot approach. So this exposure draft essentially proposes a whole new way for us all to think about and approach disclosures in financial statements. And that being the case, the current outreach programme, including testing the likely practical outcomes of the proposals, is really important. There are a number of particular areas that the board is keen to explore in depth, and those are summarised in the slides for the meeting. So I'd like to start by thanking the many of you around the virtual table today that have already held education and outreach events in your jurisdictions. We've been involved in a number of educational events where we've been able to directly hear and answer stakeholder questions about the proposals. Those have yielded some good discussion, and we anticipate them proving beneficial to the quality and constructiveness of the more formal feedback that will follow. In some jurisdictions, we've already been involved in a number of outreach events with various stakeholders, and again, it has been incredibly useful to hear their initial feedback directly. We're very keen to continue working with you all and participating in local education and outreach events throughout the comment period. Now, you'll have seen from the slides that another aspect of our outreach programme that is really important to the board is fieldwork with preparers. Again, I'd like to thank several of the organisations around the table today for your help so far in identifying participants. We already have fieldwork participants across a number of jurisdictions, and we are still finding more. Indeed, we are very keen to continue finding more. We have viewed preparer fieldwork as a really important part of our outreach programme from the beginning. And if anything, I would say that the feedback we've heard to date only further demonstrates the value of that fieldwork. For example, we've heard from a number of stakeholders other than preparers that the outcomes of the fieldwork would be extremely helpful in informing their own views on the exposure draft. And that's really because the likely practical application of the proposals are fundamental to the success of the proposed approach. So with that in mind, we are looking to largely complete fieldwork a couple of months before the comment period ends in October, so that the overall learnings from that fieldwork can then feed into other aspects of the consultation. Now, I'm very happy to provide further details on any of that if you have questions. However, what I will do now is hand back to the ASAF members and ask if you have any comments or questions on the outreach and fieldwork programme.
Okay, the floor is open to basically any questions you might have. Chiara.
Yeah, more than a question, I would say a request. There is a potential for a game changer in this new approach proposed by the ISB. And in our initial draft comment letter, we've been a bit cautious, reflecting the views around the table of those that would like to see, as Catherine was just saying now, how the preparers would really react, because there is an element of behavior at play here, before being able to further have support, perhaps this even more these proposals. We are intensively chasing preparers and trying to get them on board as much as possible, possibly also of different sides. But I need to tell you that unless we get substantially longer consultation period, we will not be able to get on board a good number of preparers. Many, for example, are approaching us to say that they may be ready for the field test toward the end of September. And as the field test is the first step for a subsequent round of roundtables with auditors, users, and perhaps also enforcers, we really see the need to ask for a postponement of at least 3 months.
Okay, thank you, Chiara. We'll take that on board. Linda?
Thank you. I have to say that we've done a limited amount of outreach thus far. We have much more coming, in particular with users in July. So I'll give that context to my comments. As a former preparer, I have to say that I find this project very important. And so certainly would have loved to get my hands on something like this when I was still preparing financial statements. Overall, what we're hearing and what we believe is that this is a very important project that could have a radical change on what we see in financial statements. But it's interesting when you listen to people that they're all concerned about this being more of a behavioral change than a technical change. And I think that there's some merit to that. So what we're seeing so far and hearing so far is a fair amount of resistance to how they're going to make this happen. And it includes things like, it's going to take me a lot of time to really understand this, and then I'm going to have to go in and change all of my disclosure. And frankly, it's just easier to produce the same disclosure year after year after year. So it's a mindset change that we're looking at. Auditors are telling us that they're going to have to sit back and think about whether or not something's required and going forward from a disclosure perspective. They think it's going to make their job a bit more difficult. Regulators are concerned about their ability to actually enforce. Users are thinking they're going to get very spotty disclosure and not comparable disclosure. And again, we go back to the notion that this is more of a behavioral change than anything else. So in thinking about this, and I'm going to echo a little bit of what Chiara said, we think that the proof is going to be in the pudding. And we think the fieldwork is just absolutely essential to show people what statements could look like for these two standards that are notably two of the more complex disclosure standards that people deal with. Users complain that they don't understand some of the disclosures associated with these two standards. And so I'm going to echo what Chiara said is you should at least consider extending the time period for fieldwork. Also, make sure that you're getting small and medium and large size entities in different industries to look at this and engage auditors, regulators, and users as well. And so we think that if you're able to do this, and you could actually, if entities want to be kept anonymous, you can not disclose the identity of the companies, but you can give general feedback and show what can be done as a result of applying this guidance. We think there's power in this, and we think you should not be overshadowing your timeline that you currently have in place and take away from what could really be a good outcome by extending the fieldwork, because we think people learn by example, and if they can see some examples of very much improved disclosure, it could make a big difference in people accepting this approach. Thanks.
Vincent?
Yes, thank you, Hans. So I would quite echo what has been said, just been said. The first word that I wanted to flag is that I suspect this is something that you have on your mind, but it's very important to have feedback from all categories of stakeholders, because I have the feeling at the moment that there are very mixed views among each category of stakeholders, even among preparers who would have thought that they would have been very supportive of the bold proposal in France, but we have heard quite some mixed views in this respect. So I think that gathering detailed feedback in this respect among each category of stakeholders will require some time, and it's very important to make sure that all voices have been heard in the process. I also wanted to echo the fact that we think and we have read the proposed amendment as paving the way for potential radical change in the way the board is approaching disclosures. And we are not understating this the importance of the proposed amendments. So that's why we have discussed this directly at the board level of ANC, and we have tried to create some awareness about this project, and try also to find out possible candidates for your field testing. So we are doing our best efforts just to find some possible candidates. But you have also to keep in mind that at the moment, the pipe is quite busy for many preparers because there are still major consultations outside, regulated activities, BCUCC, etc. And this is also the half-year closing period. I suspect that people will have more time to investigate and to assess your proposal, maybe from after all those major consultations are behind us. And the last point that I wanted to mention is to wholeheartedly echo what Chiara said. I think that on this project, you are putting a potential game changer on the table, and I think that you should give sufficient time to people to assess the proposal, because it's not only a technical matter, it's also try to see whether people are ready to change their mind, etc. So we are cognizant of the fact that the board already extended the consultation period for that project. We are cognizant of that. But I think that given the change that are at stake, I think that extending the comment period could be worth being investigated. Also considering the fact that in France, I have heard many voices being that could be ready to support the broad proposal, but they are waiting to see the outcome of the fit testing. So basically we say, okay, we don't want to be negative on the proposal that are on the table, because we need to see how that would translate in reality, and our support it would be quite conditional on seeing the output of that fit testing. And it's not only for allowing time to entities to do the fit testing, but also to give auditors, regulators time to pose on that feedback and to assess the outcome of that feedback. So I would very much encourage you to consider extending the consultation period on that project. Thank you.
Thank you, Vincent. Pauline.
Thank you. I'll try and keep this quite short, because I think I'm going to echo the comments you've already heard, which I suspect demonstrates the fundamental importance of this particular project. We've had some early consultations, some early round tables with a range of stakeholders, including preparers, users, auditors, and regulators. And there seemed to be some fairly positive feedback coming through. I mean, there's a lot of feeling that this is the right way to approach disclosure, and certainly personally, I'd echo that. But there are a lot of potential concerns, and I think this comes back to Linda's point about this being a behavioural change, and that takes quite a long time to work through the system. So I think getting proper feedback from a whole range of companies across a range of different industry groups is really important, and I don't think that should be rushed. I think it's important that we make sure they have a chance to really consider the implications for their particular entities, so that we get really high quality feedback coming through. And we're certainly actively promoting the opportunity for UK companies to get involved with this field testing. But I think I would echo the comments that have already been made about the time commitment that's associated with that, and also the fact that a lot of entities are facing a lot of other challenges at the moment and a lot of other consultations that they need to be going through. And so it's hard to see that this is going to be given sufficient priority to make sure people give it the quality of thought and the depth of analysis that is really essential for this to be effective. So I think all I'd say is I would echo the request for the comment period to be extended, so that we can have a proper approach to field testing and make sure we get as valuable an input as possible from our constituents. Thank you.
Well, I can see where this is going in terms of comment periods. Jeho.
Thank you, Hans. First of all, we are planning to carry out domestic consultation and awareness from July. And apart from this, we agree that the ISP should focus its outreach on operationality and enforceability. The ISP's proposal is likely to change significantly the way the companies make disclosures, because they are supposed to use more judgment in determining disclosure items. So I think it is very important to track how the preparers would apply the proposed disclosure requirements. Likewise, auditors and regulators might have to set up a policy or procedure to assess whether the principle-based note disclosures, which heavily rely on the company's judgment, would be appropriate or not. So if that is the case, I think it is equally important to check with auditors and regulators about the proposed disclosure requirements. And as for the field work, we already approached a couple of companies in our jurisdiction and encouraged them to participate in the field work. And we expect that they will surely determine whether they are able to participate in the field work after reviewing the exposure draft. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeho. You?
Okay. Thank you, Hans. Generally, we agree that it's very important for ISB to conduct a comprehensive outreach and field work for this new approach. And we also agree with the two key areas for outreach, enforceability and operationality in slide 9. Regarding the outreach, we have four additional suggestions for the ISB. The first one, we suggest conducting field work with reporting entities from diverse nature and size. The second suggestion, we suggest asking the participants to disclose information both under the old approach and the new approach to compare the changes in their disclosures. Third, we think it should we should pay more attention to the use of judgment of materiality from different stakeholders, including preparers, auditors, regulators, and so on, and assess the effect of their judgment. Number four, the last one, since this approach is designed to provide more useful information for users, so it's better to listen extensively to users' views during this outreach. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Yu. Catherine, would you like to sum up?
I can. I think what we've heard is pretty unanimous from just about everyone that has spoken that an extended comment period they feel is important given the importance of the project and the need to do a really thorough job with the field work. And we've also taken on a number of suggestions about that field work, which we've noted them all down, but things like making sure we cover a full population of different entities and such. So yes, thank you to everyone for the very clear feedback there.
Okay. All right. Well, that brings us to the final item for today, which is the agenda planning. Who can I give the floor for that?
Sorry, Hans, I think that Wonhi has a comment still on the disclosure initiative.
Wonhi, sorry.
Yeah.
I missed you.
Sorry, I joined a little bit late. So I'd like to deliver AOC members' comments. AOC members generally agree with the direction of the ISB's outreach plan. More specifically, the members note that it is very important to seek views from a wide range of stakeholders. For example, the field work would need to include companies of various sizes and from various sectors. And more attention should be given to how different types of stakeholders use judgments in applying the new proposals. And apart from the comments on the ISB's outreach plan, some members also shared the feedback received from their own preliminary outreach. One of the concerns raised from the stakeholders is that preparers may tend to disclose all available information, either because they are unsure of users' needs or they are trying to avoid any potential penalties from regulators. And some stakeholders pointed out that it is not clear who the users are in the ED, because it seems that ICES materials, for example, Snapshot for the ED, only focuses on investors, but not other users. So these are a summary of ICES members' comments. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Wonhee. And I see that Shivaji also wants to give some feedback.